you for choosing our top five. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Jeannie. I was just calling because I needed to set up auto pay for my account. I'm not sure if that's something I can do today.
Yes, we can. We can definitely do that for you. Can you spell your last name for me?
Corrado, Corrado.
One moment. You said your name is Jeannie?
Yes.
What is your service address?
3747 Route 32, Sorgatese, New York, 12477.
Thank you very much. What is the phone number we have on file?
845-389-1271.
Thank you much for that, Jeannie. I can definitely get that assisted with you. And how did you want to set up auto pay? Did you want to do card or electronic check?
Doesn't matter. I have my checking account number if that's helpful.
So the electronic check is going to give you a bit bigger discount, and we will need to actually switch you. In order for you to get the discount, we would need to switch you over to our paperless billing as well, because if you're still on a paper bill, so I'll get that switched over to the internet. And the electronic check is going to give you a $10 discount, bringing your price down from $79.99 to $69.99.
Ooh, that's even better.
I know, right? All right. Well, Jeannie, whenever you are ready, wait a second, that's the wrong one. Need to go with that one. There we go. And I take it the name on the account is going to be Jeannie Corrado?
Yes.
All righty. Is this going to be a checking account?
Yes, please.
And do you authorize us to make ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
Fantastic. Whenever you're ready, go ahead with the routing number.
Routing is 022-000046.
Should be an M&T bank?
Yes.
And what's the account number?
988-547-5070.
Thank you very much for that, Jeannie. Let me go ahead and save that information. It's going to generate a quick token for me, get everything saved up. And let me go ahead and save everything to the account. So you won't see it on your current bill. So you still need to pay the $79.99. It's not going to take effect until your next billing cycle. But you will be getting that $69.99 price going forward. You will still need to make that $79.99 payment on the account. And let me check, because I don't see any payments made on the account just yet.
Yeah, I didn't have any payments, but I thought when I signed up, actually, I had spoken with someone, and I thought it was originally $69.99. It was a special we got in the mail.
So
it was that for 2 gigs and like $100 streaming card or something.
Let me double check that real quick, see what we've got going on.
I might be able to find the picture too, because I sent it to the representative that was helping me.
So yeah, so you did get that $20 discount for the 2 gig service for the next 2 years. That is accurate. To get the $69.99 price, that price is actually the $20 comes off the base price of our 2 gig service, which is $99.99, bringing it down to $79.99. And then if you sign up with paperless billing and auto payments, you do get the further discount down to $69.99.
Okay.
So that price is good, and that will be working and fully good to go until 2026.
Okay. And then how does the streaming card come in the mail or something?
So you'll actually get an email from the service My Bundle to get all that information set up. You will typically see that come in within 30 days after your sign up the service. So you'll see it towards the end of January.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No. Could you tell me when will the automatic payments start?
So your invoice date is the 27th. So that means on the 27th of every single month, you will receive an email now via your email address. That's CorradoGeannie@yahoo.com, correct?
Yep.
So at that email address, you're going to receive your invoice. Essentially, it's saying here's how much the base price, here are the discounts you're getting. All the taxes and fees are included, as well as the cost of the equipment. So you don't have to worry about anything extra. You'll get that on the 27th. Now with auto payment, you're going to see on those bills, it's going to say do not pay, because it's going to automatically come out. That bill takes out 15 days later. So for your current bill, that bill is due by the 11th of January. When you receive your invoice on the 27th of January for the following month. That bill will be due on the 11th of February. In February, the 27th happens to be on a Thursday. You'll actually receive that bill on the 14th of March because there's only 28 days in February.
Okay.
So, but
actual money will be taken out on the 27th, or
it'll be taken out 15 days after you receive the invoice. So for, so it comes out on the due date. So for February's payment, that will come out on the 11th of February. For March, that'll come out on the 14th of March. So that's why you get the that kind of billing cycle going forward.
Okay, and then so my first payment will come out on February 11th, but and I have to pay something before this.
Yes, you have your, so you pay for when you first initially start up service. So you don't have to pay anything until your service starts, but your minimum balance due currently right now is $79.99. That is for, because you were on paper billing with no automatic payment, so nothing is automatically going to come out. You do still have to, you do still have to make the payment for the initial amount, and then going forward, everything else will be on auto pay.
Okay. All right. And how will I pay that?
So you can actually go online. You can actually go to your account portal through archtopfiber.com. You can just simply log in and pay your bill online. Or you can, if you look on your invoice, there's a place you can send your checks to. I honestly recommend paying online. It's going to be a lot easier.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'll do that. It's just that I understand what you're saying and everything, but when I first signed up, the person who helped me, he took all my information. He took my bank account. He was supposed to sign me up, and then he had a glitch in the system and told me, oh, you can just call and set up your automatic payment. So I'm kind of being penalized because his computer didn't work and take the payment right then, kind of.
I'll tell you what I can do. I'll actually provide this information to our thing. So I'm going to do a payment adjustment on the account because you did have
And I have no problem. I can reach out to him. I have his number, but it's just, he signed me up. He had a glitch with the system. He's like, oh, just call and set up your automatic payment. I didn't realize it was a whole big discounted thing at that time. So mm-hmm. I thought it was no big deal.
All right, I'm adding in all of that information.
Okay.
So this will need to get approved by one of my managers before it actually hits the account.
Okay.
I'm going to see if I can I approve it? I cannot approve it. So I can't approve the adjustments. That does need to come from one of my managers. So your bill's not due until the 11th of January. So there is a note on the account. I am going to make sure that they are aware of the adjustment, letting them know that there was a glitch with the system. And
yeah,
that I have
with Sean if you need his name.
Yeah, I applied a discount to the system because you signed up with automatic payment and paperless billing, but it was not applied to the account. So I will definitely get that information passed along. Give me 1 second.
All right, and then I'll just keep watching online and pay that first bill through like the website you said, and then going forward, February will be automatic. I don't have to worry about it.
Correct. I'm going to get this information in and make sure I'm spelling your name correctly.
Okay.
I am still here. I'm just typing this information out, so please bear with me.
Yeah. Yep, that's on.
All right, there we go. I had that information out, and hopefully we do need to make sure that that does get cleared up, as soon as that does go through, you can hold off on making the payment. You should see that reflect on your account portal. When that does get approved, you'll actually see that adjustment amount process through, and you'll see your balance go down from $79.99 to $69.99. So you can make that payment when you see that adjustment happen.
Okay, got it. Sounds good.
So yeah, you're not due for another. Let me look at my calendar. Like another 2 weeks, I think. Yeah, yeah. About 2 weeks from today, almost exactly. So not the 12th, but you are due on the 11th. So you should see that adjustment sometime this week. So if you want to make the payment later this week after you see that adjustment hit, you'll be good to go.
All right, sounds like a plan. Thank you so much for your help.
You're quite welcome, Jeannie. Well, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope, that's all.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Arch Hub Fiber. Have a wonderful rest of your day and have a happy new year.
Yes, you too. Thanks.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.